Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, yes. It is the day that we have been waiting for. Today is the day. Oh, if we could just throw one more meeting in, that'd be.
I can work on that if you need.
Yeah. Well, we've got the one, so, you know, maybe.
One more?
Well, I'm assuming we have two today because we'll probably meet up before the show. We are doing the secret show live in Napa. Excited, nervous, bubbling over with enthusiasm. I am so. Here's my one thing, though. You guys. I got a haircut yesterday. And you know how when you first get a haircut, you're just like, I'm sure I'll get used to that.
I don't remember that at all, but go on.
Really? Yeah. You know, I can honestly say I've never cried over a haircut. I don't know, maybe when my mom would cut my hair or something when I was little, I probably cried over everything. I was a baby. But I got a friend, longtime friend of the show, Shruti. She's willing to come to my house to cut my hair. And she sits on the back porch and chats me up and she cuts my hair and I look in the mirror and go, yeah, I'm sure that'll be fine. And then this morning I woke up and I went, oh boy, I'm sure it's great. She's a great hair cutter, you guys. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got some bangs going.
I don't know what you're, did she go too short? Where's the issue?
I don't know. I don't know if there's an issue. Because I haven't done it myself yet, you know? It's sort of like I slept on what she did, and it looked fine yesterday. I'm sure it'll be fine. But nerves, you know? It's the first time we've been out in public in a really long time, and I'd like to look smashing. And I'm sure that's what Shruti wants for me. So I'm sure it's all going to be fine. Just a little bit nervous about it. Anyway, how's your hair been? Everything okay with your hair?
I'll probably, you know, take a razor to it at some point here before I... That's, you know, my thought process is similar as I get, you're trying to get ready for, you know, leaving your house and sort of, but you
all
know you're
going
to greet people, but do I want to deal with, what kind of grooming do I want to deal with while I'm on a work trip?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I don't want to deal with any grooming while I'm on a work trip.
Yeah.
So I'll probably... Just prior to leaving the house, take a nice shower, shave everything down real good, and then I'm going to swing that through Friday afternoon. There won't be any touch-up shaves or any, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I do feel that after, I'll probably shower before I go up there. That's what I'm thinking. Get all ready, bring my cool, you know, cute outfit for the show. And then I got to get a cute outfit for tomorrow morning.
Hey, can we just cut the Santa outfit into shorts and a t-shirt?
That'd be good. God. I'll just take the sleeves off, wear it like a blazer without sleeves, and then
perfect.
Cut the... Perfect. Can I do like a jagged edge cut on the
I think
shorts?
So. I think, yeah. I mean, with
one kind of long, one really
you're
short.
You're going to pull off anything you want with that haircut.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Vin. Mm-hmm. Thanks. You. I've got my back and I can feel it. I feel like I'm on the winning team. Oh my God, this is going to be.
I sure do love you.
It's going to be great. Really feeling like this, you know, Christmas in May.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll wear my thigh high boots. underneath the short. You know, that'll be a whole thing I got going on. God, that sounds great. Thanks for the suggestions.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, yeah. I'll figure out how to pack as little as possible, how to deal with
it. Well, other than your bedding, you're going to bring your own bed, I assume.
Yeah, I try not to say that because I don't want the hotel to be insulted that I'm actually carrying around my own blankets. But I absolutely do that.
Take You're everything right. off the bed, put your own stuff down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seems super simple. So, you know, maybe I should be thinking about that. I don't know. I've survived. All
hey, we all have our own things.
Yes, it's true. Yes.
I have a thing. It's that. Yep. Luckily, we
that's
don't
your one
travel.
Thing.
Yeah, look, I don't. When I see comedians who tour,
oh my god,
or bands that tour, and I think they just Franti's a guy. The guy sleeps wherever he's got to sleep. Mm-hmm. He hits the road. He sleeps where he's got to sleep.
Yep.
And that's just the tales from the road.
Yeah, he puts those dirty feet in whatever bed he's climbing into. You know, he doesn't wear shoes. That's why his feet are dirty.
Right.
Yeah. Eddie apparently stayed at my place last night. I didn't see Hyde nor he was going to surf first thing this morning. So he decided he was.
That was a lofty plan, though. I didn't know if he was going to do that or not. When he brought it up to me, I was like,
yeah. He contacted me just before I was going to bed. He's like, I want to stay at the place. I'm like, you got it. I'm out of that transaction. You got John's number if you need anything.
So he was already out of your place and contacted you at 6 for a show
whatever. Yeah, late in the day. I had thrown it out there that it was available to him if he didn't want to. I'm sure the club would have paid for a hotel for him. And then he was talking about driving down to Santa Cruz after the show last night.
Yeah, he'd mentioned that to me, and I told him I'd love to have you come and hang. And I'll take you surfing and show you some spots, and we can. Right. I really like Eddie a lot.
He's great,
and we
he
have
likes
a lot
you
in
too.
Common.
He's always, he just raves about you.
So
Vinny.
I wish that there was. He always does this though, and I guess that's just we all have our ways. And
yep.
I'm sure there's plenty of times you, in your own head or out loud, you know what you should do, have said something, thought about me, and thought that guy every freaking time. Well, for me. With Eddie, it's that guy. He could have this. This could have been planned for months. But for some reason, he comes blasting into town without any plans, and then we never get to hang.
Right. Yep. That's right. He is like, I mean, I think he changed his mind like 4 times yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
exactly.
Just, well, you know what I could do? I could do this. Yeah, well, you know, here's what I think I'll do. I don't know. I have no idea if he's in my yard right now or not.
Well, I hope that the show went well. That's
I hope so, too. That really is all that matters. He was nervous about it. It's a big deal to do a single weeknight over at Cobb's, and he'd been planning it for a long time. And, man, time just, I don't know, it both drags and flies by, because I remember hearing about this months ago, and now it's come and gone. Mm-hmm. And so has Eddie, like the wind.
Aww. And here's our Bottle Rock event, which, again,
seemed like it was forever away. Bottle Rock.
It's on us.
I know. It's
I mean,
so exciting.
Upon it. No.
Upon us.
Upon us, yeah.
The Here, day has
it
arrived.
Has approached, yeah.
Yes. It's just a lot of moving parts, and it's nerve-wracking. Tonight's the night. That's true. Everything's going to be all right, you guys. It's going to be fun.
Well, And I think that it's fair to say for us, it's a little nerve-wracking because there's a new power structure here at the company, and it's a little top-heavy. So, and I don't mean to say that in a critical way. What I actually want to say is, us managers, we've got your back, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you to the and morning show manager, Vinny. Uh-huh. I really do feel like you have this promotion in hand.
I believe our many meetings on the subject have ironed out all the wrinkles, and
yeah. That's now, right. Have you met with our midday manager, V. Hale? Because she's we're going to meet her for the first time
that's
today
so
in person.
I would
mean,
say,
I feel like I know her pretty well.
Yeah, I would say that's at the top of the list of things I'm excited about.
Fun things that are happening today. Do we have any word on when she's getting up to Napa? I just want to be all over her the whole time. Yes.
Yeah, early afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh.
Is the plan, so.
Well, when I zoom excited. In at 5:59, you guys, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that's yeah, not. You know what? You do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell it. I'm trying to not tell you what I think you should do.
I have a 3-hour drive ahead of me, so I'm going to try to leave. I mean, there's going to be traffic, right?
Absolutely.
There's a huge concert up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Although it starts tomorrow, so we should be just in normal traffic. But I would say
also a cluster.
Can be.
Yeah. Yes, you should leave so that you don't hit, let's say, 4:30 p.m. Although I will say, I don't know what is going on in Marin, but it's always been this way. If you need to go someplace north of where I live up in Marin, you need to leave by 1 because you'll hit that northbound traffic. And I don't know what it's all about, but every day, if you leave at 3 p.m. and try to go up to San Rafael from my house, it's going to take you an hour. That's just...
I'm wondering if anybody else has ever noticed that the freeway lanes north of the Golden Gate Bridge are painted at least 1 foot thinner than lanes anywhere else.
Like, and it's a windy road, that 101. Maybe you should go up the East Bay side.
What?
It's just as easy, you
I'll
know,
sort
for
it
you.
Out. It's okay. going to be fine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in my car early enough and...
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to just...
See it 5:59.
Yeah.
That's not the Vinnie way.
Right.
What, get into my car early enough?
Right.
Early,
yeah, that is not, that's
usually threading the needle.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me just explain to you that I'm not playing games.
Best of intentions.
I'm not playing games with any of this. Mm. You know what I want to do? I want to tap out after our show on Friday and not be in trouble. That's what I want to do.
Mm. Amen. No trouble. We don't want no trouble. That's the show motto.
No,
I know. But trouble, we can get into as much trouble as we want after 9 o'clock on Friday morning, because that's when.
Thinking about what spot to pull over on.
Yeah, you got to pick a good spot on the highway. Sure,
I might even dig a hole.
Bring a little, spade. Sure, right. Yeah. that's you know what? That's just polite.
I can't wait.
Barf on the side of the road. You should shovel some dirt over it. Yeah,
I was almost thinking about wearing like a dress-up shirt or something, you know?
Oh.
It's a big event.
What do you mean a dress-up shirt?
Yeah, like a button-up or a blazer, maybe a t-shirt and a blazer. I'm thinking about dressing up for once because I'm always in a hat and a t-shirt. Like, oh, this is a big deal. I better...
It is a big deal.
I never think about what to wear. But in this case, I'm like, I should consider that. Maybe change it up a little bit.
I'm going to wear my Secret Show t-shirt to tomorrow's... Oh, no, I should wear it tonight. Because it's the last time we have this logo that has the four of us, me, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki. And this is the last time, this is the last week that that's an accurate depiction of who's on the show. Sure. She's done tomorrow, like 24 hours, and she's already, you're the best. I know you're listening,
she's
Nick.
Gone.
She's already gone. She's just like, there's 8 toe left in the building. That's the way she has been absolutely a godsend during the pandemic, and we got
A-Rod.
Hey, don't forget, we wifed her up, so, I mean, we do get credit for changing her whole life while she was here, so.
Oh, we changed her life for sure.
You're beyond, you're welcome, and we hope the best for you and Beef. I mean, I hope that is.
I hope it's the one. Mm-hmm. It seems
good.
Well,
I hope you have a good run, and it's mutually joyful. Whatever.
Yes. I hope you make each other happy.
I have a story. I'll do it later, but I'll do it now too. There's an old man and an old lady who've been together for 60 years, but they were never married.
Oh.
And out of nowhere, the guy at like 91 proposes, "We should get married." She goes, "Okay." And they got married after 60 years of being together. Old people, marriage.
You know what's, I think, the most unusual thing about that is that I feel like not marrying, because why, is sort of a modern notion. you know, 60 years
ago. Oh, that they're older and did that. Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, and I don't want to, look, I'm married. I get it. I understand the upside to it. You know, our tax person said, do not marry, but we did anyway. Mm-hmm, so that mm-hmm. was, you know, against their advice. Financially, they were saying it's not the smart move for you two. Don't do it. But we did it, and here we are. But I can see why someone who thinks about it for a second goes, what does the state or the country have to do with my relationship? Get out. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be sanctioning me. We sanction us.
Yeah.
I love who I love, and I don't need your help with that.
Right.
I don't need a license. Get out of here.
There are legal benefits to it.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, you know. There are. That's why you find yourself.
And if you need health care, some people marry just for the health care coverage.
I actually think, well, there's that, but I also think at a certain age, what if you with someone your whole life, they end up in the hospital and you're like, yes, I'm that person's partner. And they say, no, you can't come
no,
in.
No, you don't have any kind of legal say over anything that happens here. They're like their second cousin, who's their closest relative,
yeah,
inherits everything that you've built together.
Right.
And is the beneficiary of their life insurance or whatever. I mean, hopefully they put you as the beneficiary. There are some benefits as human beings to being married.
Anyway, Nick, you and Beef do you.
Yes.
We're happy to, and I hope that, you know, we get a status report every now and then, you know, via text. I get 800-400-3697.
Vinny reads them all.
Text the show. Let us know how you guys do together.
Anyway, okay? That was kind of the long way around, but I think I'm going to wear my Secret Show shirt tonight. Yeah, because mm-hmm. This is it. It's all over. Are you,
right.
You should wear, let's all wear them tonight. And then
a little blazer or something.
A blazer? Coat. Wear uh-huh. that in the morning. Well, the secret show's loose.
Oh, God. It is loose, but
now she's telling us what to wear.
You're right.
I know. I know what you could do.
Yeah.
Like that.
I don't like could. I like should. If I'm going to say it, then I mean should. I'm going to say should.
I'm going to pass on the uniform. But hey, let's get started.
KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song, and we'll be back right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.